I had a wonderful experience of connecting originally to Archangel Michael. And it was through another teacher, which is usually how these things happen. And I realized I knew this energy, just slightly differently. And it took me a while to recognize the version of Michael that the teacher connected to served the teacher in that moment perfectly. But the version I needed to connect to, depending on what I was doing, would just change a tiny bit. It would shift a little bit. And each time I work with a client and welcome their unique connection to Archangel Michael, I get to experience another aspect of Michael, another face of Michael. Doesn't it make sense that the quality of energy of an archangel is so expansive that no one single human could fully connect to it? We can barely connect to just the portion of our soul that is legally incarnating now. And for that reason, while Archangel Michael is thought to be stayed and static in a certain way, I find that it's such an expansive consciousness that we each connect to some aspect of it. And I use Archangel Michael, but I also use Archangel Michaela to honor the feminine. And of course, there's all that space in between male and female. And so I invite you to apply the same thought to all the guides and angels that sit with you now and that have been sitting with you and that will sit with you in the next few days. Is the version of each guide and angel up to date? Does it reflect who you are now, how your body is now?